The coronavirus pandemic and resulting shelter-in-place orders have led to an astonishing 6.6 million Americans applying for unemployment over the past week. Nearly 10 million people in the U.S. are now out of work. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where we're joined by George Nicetti. He is Morgan Stanley's financial advisor. And thank you very much, George, for joining us on a Saturday morning.
Good morning.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. Are there higher concentrations of joblessness, say, in certain parts of the country?
Well, this is a big deal, and it's all been concentrated in 45 days. Just a couple of months ago, we were bragging about the job reports, you know, creating 200,000 new jobs a year. And then in a very compressed way, we're now in a recession. People have to stay home, so jobs have fallen off a cliff. We had the jobs report come out Friday, and we lost 701,000 jobs. Now, that ends 113 months of job growth. We were growing jobs for about 9.5 years, and now with COVID-19 and the stay-at-home rules, jobs have just dropped off a cliff, and it's really impacted people that are working in the leisure hospitality area. They lost the majority of the jobs, 759,000. Healthcare lost 61. Professionals lost 52,000. Retail is 46, and that's going to grow, and construction is 29. And that number in the second quarter is going to grow even larger.
You know, they passed a $2 trillion relief package, they're calling it, and that may help a little bit. But will it really make an impact over the period of time that the virus could be extended?
Well, this is certainly going to be the bridge, but the second quarter is going to be very, very painful for everybody until we have a solution for COVID-19, having people identified, little clusters of people being able to get back to work. And until we have the stimulus, well, actually it's not a stimulus package, it's really a bridge package. The CARE Act will definitely help employers who will be paid really to put employees back to work. Employees who are on unemployment, and right now we have 10 million that have applied for unemployment, they're going to get a significant check while they're off work, no fault of theirs. I call it unemployment on steroids. In California, the average unemployment check is $480 a week. And with the CARE Act, they're going to add on another $600. So if you're unemployed, you could get up to well over $1,000 a week, up to over $4,000 a month. And that's significant to help bridge until we get through the second quarter, till help gets on the way for COVID-19. Money comes into the system, and then we're able to get people back to work.
Do you think
third quarter and fourth quarter?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, George. Do you think as we go on with this, that there'll be more money in the pipeline, even though we don't know how long coronavirus may last?
Well, it's very likely. I mean, we have a $22 trillion economy, and it's very, very diversified. And the economy was just doing fine. I mean, it was slow growth up until really the middle of February, and then everything changed. And so the government, the Federal Reserve is going to throw money at the credit markets to keep money supply alive and credit for corporations. The CARE Act, which is over $2 trillion, is going to help stimulate families and individuals. And then there's going to be other acts coming in to keep our economy alive, because once we can solve this health care issue, we really go back to work gradually, and the economy starts to come back, not fully really till about 2021.
Yeah. I know this is not your field, but the unemployment is causing so many stories
right.
out there of people who
right.
are in such a terrible situation. We had a story on the network where the doctor is now the janitor at the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. It's, well, you know, we really have to tell people, you know, keep your cool, be patient. Businesses applied for their loans on Friday, and, of course, everybody applied at the same time, so not everybody got served. In fact, it was very cumbersome. Individuals who need a check who are on unemployment, it's going to take another several weeks to get money. But the money's significant there, both for business and individuals, to keep us afloat until we can solve the virus. So I really caution everybody, you know, hang in there, be calm. The system is not set up for everybody to apply all at one time. We have to be, you know, somewhat patient, because there is significant cash for businesses and individuals, which will help to bridge it until we can solve this healthcare problem and get our economy back on track.
George, thanks you for your valuable time, and you stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
That's George Nicetti. He is with the Stanley Morgan, and he's a financial advisor.